Here's a question for you. How do you kickstart a difficult conversation that no one really wants to have? If you're Charles Clement, you write a letter.
I don't want to belabor and read it back to you again, but it really was an attempt to take a stab at trying to figure out how do we have this conversation.
Sitka's Tale of Two Hospitals stretches back to World War II. Mount Edgecombe Hospital was built in the 1940s, while the city opened Sitka Community Hospital in 1956. And between the two of them, Sitka has two emergency rooms, two obstetrics facilities, and two physical therapy centers, among other duplicate services. In his letter, Clement said that given the state's financial crisis and anticipated cuts to healthcare reimbursement, sustaining both hospitals may not be practical.
Change is coming, and I really am a firm believer that we have every opportunity to guide that change where we'd like it to go.
Clement went on to say that he's been meeting monthly with Sitka Community Hospital CEO Rob Allen. The hospitals have already experimented with sharing laboratory space and a dietitian, which Allen previously told KCAW saved Sitka Community Hospital $50,000. To that end, what Clement's letter was really asking is whether Search could draw up a management proposal for the consolidation of services between the two hospitals and present it to the Assembly. The idea was met with cautious optimism by members of the Assembly. Here's Matthew Hunter.
There's a lot of nervousness amongst our healthcare community on both sides of our bridge, and it's been going on for years. And I see this as a fresh opportunity to have a collaborative effort.
Yet staff with Sitka Community Hospital worried that the motion, which clearly said that Search would draw up the management proposal, wasn't in the spirit of collaboration. Steve Hartford is the director of operations.
That seems maybe a little narrowly focused to us as opposed to working together to set up a structure for a community discussion.
Clement responded by saying that it was always Search's intent to include Sitka Community Hospital in the discussion. But other SCH staff, past and present, weren't so sure. They spoke about a legacy of mistrust between the two hospitals and worried that the letter hinted a takeover was on the horizon.
The employees of the hospital were notified late Friday afternoon, like after 4 p.m., that this letter was coming to the Assembly. So I would imagine there are a lot of our employees that really don't know about this yet.
In 2013, Search approached Hugh, Hugh Holgren, who was our CEO, and got him into a process very similar to this about how they could consolidate the hospitals. That means you close one and move everything to the other one.
To me, this sounds like a bid to take over.
Those are the voices of Lee Bennett, former CFO, Ann Wilkinson, former hospital board president, and Cynthia Dennis, a current CRNA. CEO Rob Allen was traveling and not present at the meeting, but speaking on his behalf, Hartford said that Allen supported the proposal as a way to get the thorny tumbleweed that is this particular topic rolling. The Assembly mostly agreed. Stephen Eisenbeis put it this way.
This can either go really, really well or not so well. And I know there's anxiety in the community about it. So I'm excited to see what both entities could come up with and so that we reduce our overlapping services in Sitka.
In the end, the Assembly members penciled some new words into the motion, specifying that Search and Sitka Community Hospital would draft a management proposal and that the proposal had to be collaborative. The motion then passed unanimously. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.